After a month of thrills and heartbreak in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, tonight is the championship game. Number one seed Kansas is going for its fourth national title against the University of North Carolina. Jeff Tabiri with member station WUNC says their fans see tonight's game as almost anticlimactic after the Tar Heels beat hated rival Duke in the semifinal on Saturday.
Playing for a national championship is definitely a big deal. But for UNC fans, beating Duke and legendary coach Mike Krzyzewski to get there ranks as one of the school's biggest moments. John Johnson is a 1977 UNC graduate.
Well, let's put it this way. There isn't a lot that could get a 66-year-old man that excited.
Krzyzewski was trying to make his final game before retirement the sixth national title for Duke. And Johnson, like many of the Tar Heel faithful, feel very happy that the dream ended at the hands of their team.
Well, I guess it's terrible to say it, but I love it. How ironic, how poetic.
Duke and Krzyzewski had ruined plenty of UNC dreams during his 42 years as head coach. And Sarah Steele liked the send-off.
It was just joyous. It was just joyous. You can't even put it into words, the elation that I felt. And I'm sure all of Tar Heel Nation felt as well.
So tonight's matchup against Kansas, John Johnson says.
I got a feeling Monday night's, I don't know, but Monday night for a lot of us are going to be an anticlimax.
Now, Carolina turns its attention toward the championship, and there is plenty of history between these schools, too. In 1957, UNC defeated Kansas in a triple overtime national championship classic. Hall of Fame coach Dean Smith, who coached UNC to three national titles during a 36-year run, went to Kansas. And the Tar Heels' first-year head coach, Hubert Davis, was on a UNC team that lost to Kansas in the 1991 Final Four.
That was the toughest loss that I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Davis now leads a UNC team that was in danger of not even making the NCAA tournament 2 months ago. Now vying for the title, he says a key for this team is keeping 6'10" junior center Armando Bacot on the floor.
Offensively, we run it. We want to throw the ball to him in the post at all times, and so I understand that there's going to be contact there, and it's just plain and simple, we're a better team with him on the floor, so it's just managing his fouls to make sure that he stays in the game.
Kansas enters as the favorite, having won 10 straight games and clicking offensively for the last month. In Chapel Hill, junior Ayanna Woldu walked across campus with her puppy, admittedly nervous, though optimistic about the final game of the season.
It's going to be close. I pray that UNC comes out on top just because of the momentum that we've had this season. And I think we're backing the right team, and I think we're going to come out victorious.
Tonight in New Orleans, Kansas hopes to claim its fourth national championship. UNC is vying for its seventh NCAA tournament title. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tabiri in Raleigh, North Carolina.